Around 50 people attended the commission meeting. Most in the audience were citizens opposed to the plans. The project will connect the existing transmission line located on Old Highway 40, about 2 miles south of the Jordanelle Dam, to the Midway substation located west of the Midway City Cemetery. Pole heights for transmission lines could vary between 65 to 95 feet in some areas, with poles as tall as 110 feet possible for crossings and dead-end poles. The line will run from the Jordanelle along 40 before heading west of town, just north of the dog park, before heading south on Southfield Road. The proposed alignment for the power lines may or may not end up following the final approved Heber Parkway alignment, the most likely scenario being that it will not follow the alignment for the Heber Parkway Road. The transmission lines will continue down Southfield Road to 650 South. At 1465 West and 650 South is a proposal for a new 10-acre substation. The line will continue on 650 South, connecting to the Midway substation. A map of the segments can be found on KPCW's website. Heber Light & Power General Manager Jason Norlin recognized the frustration expressed by citizens due to the scale and scope of the project. Norlin said that the project is in response to the phenomenal growth in the Heber Valley.
This is a generational type project. My hope is that we can contain growth enough that we don't have to do another project like this until I'm dead and gone, like the general manager before me is dead and gone that did the last big generational type thing.
The two energy companies say they can try and aim for either taller and fewer transmission poles with greater distance in between each pole, or alternatively, shorter poles with less distance in between. Rocky Mountain Power transmission engineer Nicole Kendall said the company will try and accommodate whatever the commission requests, but they do have a slight preference.
Less poles, less maintenance, so that's a little cheaper in the long run. Shorter poles, you'll have more of them, more maintenance over time, but in terms of engineering, it's all the same.
Some of the planning commissioners also spoke about how more distance between poles would be less damaging to view sheds. The power companies are also burying the underbuilds underground, which will lower the overall height of the transmission poles. Burying the entirety of the power lines would be considerably more expensive and is not being seriously considered. More about that in future KPCW reports. David George is a landowner who would be a neighbor to the new substation on 650 South. He said the size of the substation will make mitigation efforts difficult.
Foliage, and maybe even they need to bury the lines in this area so that it's not a compounded impact. It's bad enough having a substation and a plethora of high-powered lines through there, to me, is a real problem.
A citizens organization known as Valleywide Opposition to Large Transmission Lines, or VOLT, also expressed their continued displeasure with the project. Here's VOLT board member Earl Norris.
We have disagreed with its vision, approval process, financial conclusions, and routing, which at times seems haphazardous and incomplete. Further, we are concerned with the real motive that entices Rocky Mountain Power to pay more than 80% of this project to run a regional transmission line through the middle of the valley. Make no mistake about it, this is a regional transmission line. It's taking to take power from Wyoming to Utah Valley. We will get power and we will have another source of power from a different direction, but right now most of the power will go through this valley and we're going to have to pay for it.
Commission member Mark Hendricks spent a large portion of the meeting challenging the energy companies. At the end of the meeting, Hendricks let residents know that the continuance gives one last opportunity to bring a viable alternative forward.
Somebody's always going to say, there's a better way, not near my house. I'm skeptical that an engineer is going to find a better route. I'd like to think you've worked in good faith. This is the route that makes sense. But with a continuance, if somebody gets a credible engineered alternative route, let's know about it. If they're given that chance, the one last chance, then we can shut it down and say, you had every chance to do it. I'd prefer to see a continuance and a little more refinement and some more info on the substation.
Heber Light & Power and Rocky Mountain Power will come before the commission with more information on the proposed substation at the July 11th Wasatch County Planning Commission meeting. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.